This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture, Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. With the military veterans on our minds, with the observance of Veterans Day, did you know there are opportunities in and around agriculture for veterans who may be struggling to find their way? I'll talk about it after this. Coming up at the end of the month is the Farm Progress Tech Forum, and it's designed for you producers who want to improve your precision ag approach and to get all you can out of the data that comes out of your fields. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures, with their editors designing the seminar to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions. You can learn and be inspired with those conference sessions. You can also have a hands-on learning demo opportunity. You can learn some of the latest precision ag equipment and be guided by some of the top industry technology experts in agriculture. The dates for the Farm Progress Tech Forum are the 27th and 28th of November. It'll be at the Marriott Conference Center, Iowa City, Iowa. Here's a website for all of the information, farmprogresstechforum.com. Former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack used to point out that rural communities, those communities with zip codes in rural areas, seem to bear a disproportionate burden of supplying personnel for the military. Well, it's interesting to note that folks coming out of the military may indeed be able to find their share of opportunities in agriculture-related jobs out in rural communities and in cities, too. That Purdue University study a couple of years ago pointed out there are thousands of jobs in agriculture and agribusiness that remain unfilled because there aren't enough graduates with expertise in food and agriculture and renewable natural resources or the environment. And the job opportunities in these areas are, in fact, expected to grow. And veterans, military veterans, can help fill the need by maybe getting a bachelor's degree or a higher degree in an area such as plant science or food science or sustainable biomaterials. Veterans may, in fact, be able to work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture itself, because military experience can directly translate to a USDA job in firefighting or criminal justice or soil conservation, information technology, or economics. There is information available from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Oh, yes, and maybe veterans want a farm as well. They may find it challenging to determine what to do after military service, to be sure, but the USDA is there, they say, to provide information to help set up folks who want to find their way in a profession in agriculture. I'll provide information on the website coming up right after this.